Morning. It's great to be here. I'd just like to continue in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you that you're here by your Spirit because your word is here. We pray that you would bring clarity. You would help us to find you in the midst. Help us to feed on you, believe in you, trust in you, abide in you. Lord, thank you that you've gone before us, that we would follow. And thank you that you are all that we need. And we can say this in Jesus' name, amen. I've called my message this morning, focus on not what we don't know, believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. Now, I'll say that again because it's quite a mouthful. Focus not on what we don't know, but believe in him who knows the beginning from the end. I guess we've all heard this statement of the world view versus the Christian view of believing in faith. The world view is, I have to understand in order to believe. Whereas the Christian view is this, I believe in the hope that God will help me understand. You may have also heard that we have two choices in life. We can either choose to be better or we can choose to be bitter. You may have also heard the following statement, being a follower of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot be a fence sitter. Why? Because the devil owns the fence. Let's focus on what we don't know, but believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. In those statements, there are always two opposing views, and anything in between can be seen as a battleground on which will draw us to which, to one side or to the other. So I ask you this question this morning. What are the battles that we might face from time to time? Being offended, judging others, unforgiveness, embellishing stories, self-pity, self-justification, self-righteousness, unworthiness, my right to social media rants and raves, critical spirit, or could it be battles of addictions, unsaved family members, or financial stress and health. These are which we'd labour to put to death, to cut off or starve and not feed. For the blood of the Lamb has overcome all the power that keeps us separated from the love of God in these things. Focus not on what we don't know, but believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. Let's turn to the Word of God. We've been really blessed by this Revelation series and the unveiling of the cosmic battles that reign in the heavens above and the earth below. For me this morning, I believe that wedged in between the readings this morning is a warning for us all, particularly the church. Be alert, I will come like a thief in the night. At the end of this, the reading in Revelation that we had this morning, 14:1-13, are the last two verses. This calls for patience and endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. The last verse says, then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labour, from their deed, and for their deeds will follow them. In my preparation, I find that this calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus, was actually also in chapter 13. And in chapter 16, it tells us something which I'll share later of a very similar vein. So I pose this problem. Was there anyone more in patient endurance and faithful to the will of our Holy Father than Jesus himself? Now, what I read now, I'm sure that some of you will pick up very quickly. See, Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. He does not envy, he does not boast. He wasn't proud. He does not dishonour others. He was not self-seeking. He's not easily angered, and he kept no record of wrongs. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. He always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And I'm sure some of you will recognise that as 1 Corinthians 13. Jesus is the perfect example of a selfless heart, of love for others, an overcomer in patience and endurance. A battle we face each day to not become distracted from God's commands and our faithfulness in Christ. See, we're in the world but not of the world. And that's a battle within itself, isn't it? The scripture continues. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit. They will rest from their labour, and their deeds will follow them. Jesus came to die for the sin of the world. Jesus came to die for the inherent nature of sin that was in the first Adam. The root cause of that sin is our right to self. We may remember that on one of his journeys with his disciples, Jesus cursed a fig tree with these words, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. This is what Jesus has done on the cross. He has cursed the root of sin so that it would never bear fruit again, or no one would eat from that fruit again. It withered from the root. It died and didn't bear fruit. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. The result for us is this, that those who belong in Christ have crucified the flesh and its passions and its desires. As Paul went on to say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's done. It's completed. There is no other perfect sacrifice. There is no other sacrifice. But there is a labour in patience, endurance. A labour in believing that in all our circumstances that we face, Jesus has broken the curse, the root cause of sin. There is no longer a need for the passions and desires of the flesh. The old man is gone and the new man is risen. When we truly die in the Lord, our labour and battle of the flesh has been beaten and denounced, and we can enter into that rest in which the scripture says from our labour. Focus not on what we don't know, but truly believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. So where do you fit in this? Do you struggle in this area of patience and perseverance? Well, you're not on your own. We're all works in progress to be made complete in Christ. Jesus has completed the works of the cross. We are left dealing with the fleshly behaviours that need to be starved and wither. Are you asking and praying for things the Lord has already done in the spiritual realm? because we have to die to it in the earthly realm. Focus not on what we don't know, but believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. So where is this for us, the church? What does this scripture hold for us? Well, I believe it says this: be alert. Keep watch. Labour in patience, endurance, for only the Father knows the hour and time for the return of Jesus. This could well be our prayer for today. I'll read from the scriptures of 1 Thessalonians. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Those last four words hold all the power of God. He will do it. And as Mike Rader said, God will win. Again, for the church, Jesus says, look, and my words I've added, be alert, keep looking, don't get distracted. I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I'll give to each person according to what they have done. I said I'd allude to another warning that is in chapter 16 of Revelation. Then I saw three evil spirits look like frogs, and they came out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. They are the spirits performing miraculous signs, and they go out to kings of the whole earth to gather them for the battle of the great day of the Lord. And Jesus says, behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that they may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Again, the encouragement that Jesus is giving us, his church: keep his clothes. Be clothed in his helmet of salvation, his breastplate of righteousness, his buckle of truth, his belt around your waist. Hold up your shield of faith. Be fitted with the feet of the gospel of good news, and wield the sword, which is his word and his spirit. Behold, I am coming soon. Be alert. Focus not on what we don't know, but believe in him who does know the beginning from the end. I'd like to close in prayer, from a prayer that Jesus himself prayed for us, because I think it holds great power for us today. So let's pray together. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and you have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, to see my glory, the glory you gave me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and I myself may be in them. God is faithful. He will do it. Believe in him who does know the beginning from the end.